Hello, welcome to another episode of the Haiku Poet Podcast. Cosette, what are we going to be learning about today?
We're going to be learning about chickens, and it's going to be a half hour.
Okay. And how's your day going?
Good.
Good. I'm glad. So today we're going to be featuring an article by Mary Alice Carlson. And it is from the Senior Reporter, and it's from the issue August-September 2021. And so we're going to start by reading the story, and then we have some questions that we asked Mary Alice. Mary starts, "I can hardly believe that the summer is almost over, and fall is on our doorstep. The past few months have been busy and delightful. Over the course of the pandemic, I have developed a different routine. This past year, relationships have become dearer and friendships more valuable. I've sat in the shade of the big elm tree in the yard and visited with friends and neighbors for hours. I've made more phone calls and sent some long overdue letters to encourage and support others. This new routine isn't the result of the pandemic. It's the result of what I experienced in the chicken coop. Back in April, I had an older hen who appeared to be a little off. I noticed that she was being pushed around by some of the flock bullies, so I isolated her in the chicken room in the back of the coop. She was alone in the room, but could see the other chickens through the wire mesh door. She ran right at the door and watched the other chickens as they ate and carried on in the coop. By the end of the first week, I spotted one of my young Brahma hens sitting on the other side of the mesh door, cooing to the old hen. By the end of April, when I let the flock out to free range the farm, the Brahma wouldn't leave the doorway to the chicken room. She refused to leave her old friend. In May, the old hen had recovered, and I let her back into the flock so she could be with her dear new buddy. For weeks, they roamed the yard side by side. When I called the birds for treats, they came running together. Somehow, these two had formed a precious relationship. It was sort of an I go where you go, and I look after you kind of partnership. It was fun to watch them hunt bugs in the grass, and to see them side by side at night under the roosts in the chicken coop. At the end of June, I again noticed the old hen appeared to be a little off, but her friend was still with her, and they were still making their daily trips around the farm, so I just let them enjoy their lives and each other. I knew the old hen was failing. Early one morning, I went to the coop to do chores, and the young Brahma hen was cuddled up against the old hen as usual. Only today, something was very different. The young hen had her wing over the old hen and had pulled the old hen close to her side. As I quietly approached the two girls, I knew the old hen was dead. She had died during the night in the sitting position, with the wing of her friend draped over her for comfort. I carefully picked up the young hen and held her to my chest. When I did, she started to peep like a little chick, and we both cried. I understood the enormity of her loss. With tears streaming down my face, I told her what a good friend she had been to the old girl. And as I stroked her beautiful golden feathers, she snuggled into my neck for comfort. There is a precious lesson I have learned from the young hen, True comfort is a gift we give to one another, and friends in need are all around us. Wow. How do you guys like that story?
Good.
I really like it. Yeah. Is there something that you pick up from that story?
Well, I like how it's written.
Mm-hmm. It's really a comfortable story, isn't it?
Mary Alice also gave us a book.
Yeah, Mary Alice sent us a book of stories, didn't she? Mm-hmm. How do you like those stories?
I really like them.
Yeah, they're really good stories, aren't they?
I really like how it's illustrated.
Yeah.
With when the brown Brahma hen had her wing over the old chicken.
Sure. So you like how that gives you a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very descriptive writing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like how she illustrated it, and how she also had a wing over her, and when she let her back out into the flock, and that little chicken, when she was in her own cage, that chicken was right beside her, like she was, it was really close to her.
Yeah, cool. So thanks, Mary Alice, for sharing your story, A Friend in Need, and allowing us to feature it here on the Haiku Poet Podcast. First off, we really enjoyed your story. We had two groups of chickens over the last few years. We really enjoyed them. One group was a Millie Fleer Ducal hen, and the other was a Light Brahma. We especially liked how personable they are with each other and with people. How long have you had chickens? Has it been since your childhood? Mary Alice responds, I'm in my 60s, and I've had chickens for about 35 years. I enjoy raising chicks and also have many old hens here that are retired. Every other year, I raise babies, and every year, I get a few old girls from a local farmer who also enjoys chickens. He gives them to me because he knows that they will have a long lives here and will be well cared for. Next question. Do you have a rooster? We would like to have one someday when we move to a farm, but roosters aren't allowed here in town where we live. There's a haiku by O. Monson Southward, and I appreciate it greatly. Here's the haiku. The old rooster crows, out of the mist comes the rocks and the twisted pine. The old rooster crows, out of the mist comes the rocks and the twisted pine. Mary Alice responds, I have a flock of about 30 hens and two roosters. They are the watchdogs for the flock when the birds free range during the day. Next question. Do you live in town or out on a farm? Could you describe your setting? Do you have other animals? We've been enjoying raising rabbits this summer, which has been very fun. We have a new litter of 8 little white bunnies. They are the Californian breed, so they develop black ears, nose, and boots which around their feet as they get older, but they start off pure white. Mary Alice says, we live on an old farm. We have 80 acres. About 6 acres are open around the barns and the house. Part of that is pasture. We have a beaver dam midway through the property and poplar, pine, and maple trees. We've been remodeling for the past 40 years, and we still aren't done. Everything here is a work in progress. This is where we raised our family, and it was the perfect spot for us. We had cattle for 19 years, anywhere between 6 to 12 beef cows and calves at a time. Our daughters raised purebred rabbits, ducks, and chickens. At one time, there were 43 rabbits in the back of the horse barn. My husband became a master at making cages. 4-H was a huge focus for us, and my husband and I were club leaders for many years. I also have had horses for 43 years, and I boarded several retired horses for other friends. Currently, I have one older horse, the chickens, some barn cats, a house dog, and two house cats. We have been greatly blessed with this old place. Next question. In Wallace Stevens' poem, 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird, he keys in on such detail that is easy to miss if we don't pause to observe those subtleties. Here's the first observation of his 13. Among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the eye of the blackbird. Among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the eye of the blackbird. Mary Alice responds, "Each chicken is unique. They are all one of a kind. I enjoy their personalities and the colors in their feathers when they are out in the yard. They have several different clucks, one when egg laying, a different one when distressed, another tone when happy, and a warning cluck that lets me know I'm not supposed to pick their eggs out of the nest. They like me. They follow me around in the yard, and if they hear me talking outside, they come to check out what I'm up to. They are companions in a way. When I sit in the lawn chair in the evening, they gather around me and sit down around my feet and around the dog." Next question. Can you describe your journey in writing? My journey in writing is not complete yet. I started writing for the Senior Reporter at least 13 years ago. What I have come to realize is that for me to write a good story, I need to draw a picture of it with simple, meaningful words, and I need to have lived the experience, not just been at a place in time, but been in the moment. For me, the veil of nature is so thin that I see the hand of God, the Creator, in all things. Sometimes when I write, I cry. Not because I'm sad or overwhelmed, but because life is so rich and filled with so many incredible things. Next question. Finally, do you have any writing suggestions or encouragement for us? The kids start off each morning before breakfast with doing one page in their journals each day. Mary Alice says, "Your family is beautiful. Thank you for sharing the pictures. I'm glad you're asking your children to journal every day. I don't know that I have any advice except to focus on the good, to pray without ceasing, and in all things, good or bad, give thanks. I look forward to hearing the podcast. Give the rabbit a chunk of carrot from me. I hope to meet you one day." And then she offers to send a copy of her book, which we received and we've really been enjoying, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. From Mary Alice.
Thank you. you.
Yeah, thank you, Mary Alice.
Thanks, Mary Alice. Thank you.
Well, Jacob, you had a haiku this morning, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in your journal, and I said, let's feature that on our next podcast. So, would you read your haiku for us?
Sure. Three trains, a million crickets. Three trains, a million crickets.
And so, describe that. What happened in this haiku?
Well, I was laying in my bed, and the window was open, and I asked my brothers to open the shades because I like the sound of the crickets. And then I also heard three trains. Two trains were at the same time going both ways.
So you could tell that there were two different trains passing each other?
Because there was a woo-woo, and then maybe 2 minutes later there was another one. And trains usually last for a little bit longer than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of trains coming by because it's on the way to Lake Superior, and that's where all of the taconite pellets get distributed. That's a place.
That's true. Caleb, it looks like you have something you want to share.
I have a haiku. Fresh white snow, bright red feather, a cardinal's gift to me.
You came up with that one a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were shoveling. Were you excited for the coming snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Elliot, what did you want to share?
Haiku. Dead flowers, heart beating. I came up with it. I saw all the flowers were dead, and I was waving to Dana, and I just thought of the dead flowers, and my heart was beating really fast because I was running down the hill really fast. And then Daddy came down, and I shouted it out.
Yeah, we have some fun memories. It's almost like these special haiku act as the memory agents. They help us remember special times in life.
Yeah.
Cosette, how are you doing?
Good.
Is there anything that you'd like to share?
Well, I have a haiku. New water bottle, gift to me.
You got a new water bottle, didn't you? And that was from the library reading program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you were part of the summer library reading program.
And I went for my program, so I got a leopard and then a new water bottle.
Yeah, pretty special. You got a gift card for Borders Books.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were able to pick out a water bottle. That's really neat.
I go to
Barnes & Noble.
Yep,
oh, Barnes & Noble. Not Borders, Barnes & Noble. Okay. And I came up with a haiku this morning. I've been really enjoying the geese flying overhead. They fly right over our house, and there's many different flocks. And all summer, we've had the loons flying because we're right on their flight path. But the geese we hear in the spring, and then we hear again late summer, early fall. And so this was my haiku from this morning. Geese, excitedly talking, passing overhead. Geese, excitedly talking, passing overhead.
That's a really good one.
You like that? I have one other from this morning.
I like that one.
Half my teacup empty. Cool morning enters through the open window. Half my teacup empty. Cool morning enters through the open window.
I really like that one. I would say it's more so send you because it's more so in the house.
Okay,
and,
yeah. Works with people.
And the teacup.
Sure.
And there's a little bit of outside. It's like mostly send you, but a little bit of haiku.
Well, it was a special moment after a pretty hot summer, right? It's been up in the 90s, 80s and 90s quite a bit this summer. And so we're kind of a windows open and turn on the fan kind of a family. But we even put in the window air conditioner, and we've used that to kind of cut down some of the heat. And so it was special to have the windows open this morning, hearing all the different morning sounds. Very thankful. Well, Cosette, would you close us out? Can you say thank you for listening?
You have one more thing.
Yeah. I like it when it's snow, and I like it when it's fall.
You like that?
Yeah.
Cool.
I have one thing.
Cosette, can you close
us
out? Bye. You can say thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening
to the Haiku Podcast. And you can say check the show notes.
Check the show notes.
For all the links.
For all the links.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.